With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Vice presidential nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz will soon be squaring off in a 90-minute debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from New York.
Tonight's debate comes 5 weeks before Election Day and with polls showing a neck-and-neck race. Each campaign hopes this primetime event will help them with voters on the margins in this close contest. Advisors to Walz say the governor will aim to keep the conversation focused on Kamala Harris's agenda. Trump advisors say Vance can be expected to try to force Walz to defend the Biden-Harris administration's policies on immigration and the economy. The Salem Radio Network and Salem News Channel will simulcast the CBS News vice presidential debate. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the stakes in the Middle East are historic.
Here's an opportunity for the United States to change the entire balance of power, both in the Middle East, but in the world. Iran is behind 99.9% of all the violence in the Middle East, and not just in the Middle East. Here's an opportunity to humble Iran, create a situation where the people of Iran will sense that the Ayatollahs are weak.
And Oren says Israel will retaliate against the Iranian missile attack.
Israel will defend itself against anybody who shoots at us. Anybody. Everybody is on notice.
45,000 dock workers at 36 ports from Maine down to Texas on strike now for the first time in decades. Experts say the workers may wield the upper hand in their standoff with port operators over wages and use of automation. Negotiating stand likely further strengthened from having the nation's supply chain of goods under pressure now, especially from the effects of Hurricane Helene. This is SRN News. John Kerry says the First Amendment is a problem.
The former Secretary of State told the World Economic Forum that when it comes to fighting what he calls disinformation, quote, our First Amendment stands as a major block. Kerry is adding his voice to a growing chorus of liberals who seem to be casting doubt on the value of the amendment, which guarantees Americans religious freedom and freedom of speech, amongst other things. This development seems especially strange given liberals' historic tendency to use the First Amendment to defend a wide range of unorthodox speech and behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International rights groups say Nicaragua sliding into authoritarianism as the government shuts down 1,500 nonprofits, about half of which are churches and ministries. Closures are the latest in a long-running crackdown on religious groups, some of the last influential independent organizations in that country. This is SRN News. Claudia Sheinbaum has been sworn in as Mexico's first-ever female president, riding the enthusiasm over her predecessor's social program, but also facing challenges that include high levels of violence. The 62-year-old scientist-turned-politician, receiving a country with a number of immediate problems, a sluggish economy, rising debt, and the hurricane-battered resort city of Acapulco. Inflation in the 20 countries that use the euro fell to 1.8% in September, below the European Central Bank's target of 2% for the first time in more than 3 years. Tuesday's official figure, coupled with an anemic growth outlook, could pave the way for faster interest rate cuts from the ECB, which has already trimmed rates on two occasions. More details at SRNNews.com.